by one estimate by the year 2030, based on the exponential increase in computational power, we should arrive at a point where the average computer could actually, in theory, simulate a human brain. My name is Dr. David Delaney. I'm a cognitive neuroscientist. My PhD was in computational neuroscience, so I developed what I call biophysically realistic models of parts of the brain. So the ultimate goal of neuroscience has to be the development of comprehensive computational models of sufficient complexity and sophistication that it can actually support modelling of a human brain. But it's not really that simple. It's not simply computational power which is the issue. There are also the underlying algorithms, like how's the brain actually doing what it's doing. One of the interesting things about the brain is that it's fundamentally plastic. The brain adapts itself to its environment. So because of this underlying flexibility, this underlying plasticity, you can always remodel the brain. It really doesn't matter what stage of lifespan the individual is at. The brain will adapt to its particular environment. So if the environment is impoverished, the brain will essentially shrink in complexity, it'll reduce in complexity. If you have a complex environment, the brain will increase in complexity. So brain training is where you essentially develop a simplified, complex, targeted environment designed to enhance one particular aspect of brain functioning. So one of the areas that I'm particularly interested in from working in is accelerated learning. How can we take a normal brain and make it more efficient? How can we enhance memory? How can we enhance learning? How can we enhance intelligence? The basic premise there is linked to the notion that expertise is based on what are called schema, these conceptual frameworks that you build up through your training. So an expert physicist, for example, has gone through like thousands of hours of training and has built up a complex mental map of physics, and their performance is literally determined by the quality of that mental map. Genius is usually defined functionally in terms of what someone's actually produced. So simply doing very well on an IQ test, personally, I don't think that's particularly useful in terms of defining genius. Creating something fundamentally useful for humanity, which no one else has thought of, or developing novel theories, that's a useful definition of genius. Taking a schema-based approach, a mental model-based approach, we can actually take the products of genius, reverse engineer them, and use them to bootstrap improvements in our own performance. And in fact, you can take a work by an expert, and based on the surface structure of that work, of that paper, you can infer the underlying mental model that the expert must have used to generate that paper. So once you've extracted that mental model, you can literally start thinking like an expert yourself.